Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when Americans can admire from a distance. Some Americans have gone to able to admire it close up. The heroic determination and sacrifice and love of liberty displayed by the Ukrainian people. Who knew? And their leadership, which has also been unexpectedly inspiring, and it is remarkable they're fighting against one of the titanic military powers on Earth. How have the Russians been doing, and where and how does it end? David French has a cautionary piece that says that, look, don't be too encouraged by the early successes of the Ukrainian side in this fight, because, well, how does it work out? To talk about that, nobody better than Ralph Peters, who was one of the people who was prophetic on this issue. Ralph Peters, a career intelligence officer, lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. He's now retired. He's writing brilliant and very readable novels about the Civil War, and talking about this new war as authoritatively and substantively as anyone can. Ralph, thank you for joining us, and I do want the record to show that when you've been on this show before, you've warned about Vladimir Putin and his deep hatred of the United States. You're one of those people who hasn't been shocked by the fact that he invaded Ukraine. What did you know that other people didn't?
That Putin's a typical Russian czar. I mean, Michael, I just a moment about my background. I grew up in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, in the coal fields. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, has the highest proportion of descendants of Ukrainian immigrants per capita of any county in the United States. That's the Ukrainian side. Much of my adult life was spent studying Russian, studying Russians in Russia, in the old Soviet Union. So I've sort of seen it from both sides. And I can just say, you know, Slava Ukraini, the Ukrainians get my vote. But I think the key, certainly the key to being an effective intelligence officer, but also the key to understanding the news, to being, or being a good diplomat or good leader here in our own country, is not to mirror image. Do not assume that even if the guy or gal on the other end looks like you, do not assume that they think like you. Do not assume they will respond like you, as you would. Do not assume that they share your values. And, you know, let's give Putin credit. I hate to give him credit for anything. He's a monster, but he's been a brilliant monster. And he hoodwinked one American president after another, starting with George Bush. The big advantage Biden has had in dealing with Putin is he got to see firsthand how Putin seduced and humiliated Barack Obama. So at least Biden, whatever you think of him, he doesn't have any illusions about Putin. And that's good for us, and it's good for the world. But, gosh, Michael, it wasn't surprising to me that Putin pulled the trigger and went in whole hog. He had nothing to gain from a partial thing. It was all or nothing. And Putin, if you really look at the record objectively, for over two decades, he's been the world's most successful poker player. He's played one bad hand after another into a major success. He keeps drawing a pair of twos and beating people with a royal flush, who hold a royal flush. And what happened this time was, after that two decades of great successes, amazing performance, he got overconfident, as people will. And he's just pushed all his chips into the center of the table. And now it's up to us not to let him bluff us, not to lose our nerve, but to play the far better hands we've been dealt.
And what does that mean, practically? In terms of, generally, people have been underwhelmed by the efficacy of the Russian forces on the ground. There's a question, and this is raised by many people, of just the overwhelming firepower that they can deploy to just keep pulverizing Ukraine until there's some kind of submission. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, they can keep pulverizing Ukraine. Russia has the raw combat power to just keep dumping in artillery and more artillery and rockets and missiles and aircraft, although their air force has performed abysmally. Yes, over time they can level cities. The question isn't whether they can level cities. It's whether they can break the spirit of the Ukrainians. And I don't think they can, Michael. I think certainly some may be discouraged. That's human. But, you know, when I was a kid in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, among all those ethnic Ukrainians, in the 1950s, the priests were still taking up collections for partisans resisting the Soviet Union, Stepan Bandera and others. And so the Ukrainians have a tradition of resistance. And by the way, when people claim, when Putin claims, oh, there never really was a Ukraine, Ukraine was a borderland, certainly. But while it didn't always have the forms we expect of a government, in the Middle Ages, who did? And what they did have, the Ukrainians, that's the land of the Cossacks. And even in the late Middle Ages, the Cossacks had their own forms of democracy. These great clans of the Zaporozhye Cossacks, the Don Cossacks. And I remember when I was in Ukraine one time after the Soviet Union fell apart, and I was down in Rostov, in the Cossack country, just across the border in what's now Russia. And I asked a woman, what's your background? She said, yeah, Kazachka, I'm a Cossack. They've always had this pride. And so don't ever listen to Putin. Listen to the men and women who are standing up to tanks with nothing in their hands but a Ukrainian flag. So we do not know how this will end, Michael, except to this extent. Sooner or later, it will end badly for Putin. The question is how badly it will end for the rest of us. And even though the fighting may go on for months or years, in guerrilla warfare, the biggest loser so far has in fact been the much vaunted, wildly overrated Russian military. We found that not only does the emperor have no clothes, he's missing other major body parts too. I mean, the performance of the Russian military, top to bottom, if we can talk about it if you have time, but it's truly been abysmal, and that hurts Russia's, not only its image, but Russia relies on arms sales to fund its own defense industry. And when you look at the turrets blown off of Russian tanks, which is a problem the Russians have had since time immemorial, I wouldn't want to fight from inside a Russian tank. Their aircraft that haven't been able to deliver effectively, hitting targets. I mean, some of the attacks on the blowing up schools and apartment buildings, some of that's on purpose. But a lot of it from the Russian side is just sloppiness. Their pilots don't have the flying hours. They don't have the training. They don't have enough precision-guided munitions. And then you have the problems of, I used to say back when I was working with the Russians on a routine basis or against them, and that the Russian military does maintenance with sledgehammers. Well, it turns out their maintenance isn't even that good. What has surprised me, I thought they'd be really sloppy. But the fact that in this small deployment, it's not far from the Russian border to Kiev, they're running out of fuel, running out of food, they're running out of precision-guided munitions, they're not maneuvering tactically. When I watch the films, for instance, of the Russian soldiers being ambushed in, I think this was in Kharkiv, where they were just walking up with their version of the Humvees following them, and the Ukrainians open fire. And well, first of all, they're not trained. The Russian soldiers are conscripts. I actually feel for them, not their officers, but them, because they're not trained. They're just lollygagging along.
But they also have a profound morale problem, doesn't it appear? In terms of what we've heard from captured from POWs, Russian POWs in the hands of Ukrainian forces, who say they didn't buy into this. They weren't told they were going into a country where people would actually oppose them. An observation by Jack Devine, former CIA operative, that as Mr. Putin's star begins to fade, the Chinese will cut their losses and distance themselves. Could that happen? We'll get to that and more with Ralph Peters coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, joined by one of our favorite guests, retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, former intelligence officer, a foreign policy analyst, a tremendous novelist with a whole series of Civil War novels in particular. and commentator on the world stage, somebody who has talked about some of the abysmal failures of the Russian military. I was mentioning right before the break that there's a former CIA official and an associate director of the CIA named Jack Devine. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he says, as Mr. Putin's star begins to fade, the Chinese will cut their losses and distance themselves from him. Chinese state banks have already begun limiting the financing on Russian commodities. The end date of the Putin age, he writes, is still uncertain, but against the unified resistance of the free world, his hubris and disdain for the will of the people will bring him down. His position of strength will transform to a place of historical ignominy. Do you think he's right?
Well, I mean, Putin plays poker, Xi plays chess. And certainly President Xi is not going to go down with a sinking Russian ship. But in the meantime, I think you're going to see the Chinese trying to walk a tightrope, not come down too hard on Putin, but not alienate the rest of the world. They're very tacit. They're very quiet there right now, comparatively speaking. They're not out front praising Putin, but at the same time, they're not damning him. Because, really, although it's unwelcome, in other ways, this horrible war, this horrible atrocity of a war that Putin has launched, is useful to China. Because it's showing them what the world's reaction might be to an invasion of Taiwan. It's also, if Putin were to succeed, that's good news, because that's a green light for Taiwan, essentially, to go to Taiwan, essentially. But also, Putin, Xi would like Putin to survive in the role of a manageable younger brother. The Chinese communists, or Xi, if they're really communists anymore, they're something else. But President Xi is thinking decades and generations ahead. And he looks at Russia, and he's a vast country full of resources, minerals, gas, Russia with a declining population. So while he doesn't want to pay a price for supporting Putin, at the same time, if Putin has to come to rely on Xi and Xi alone, that's not bad for China, because China's long-term plan, I'm sure, is really to own much of Siberia and the Russian Far East.
Which brings us to the basic question, how does Ukraine survive? In other words, let's guess for just a moment that what all of us pray for, and it is worth prayer, it seems to me, which is the survival of Ukraine as an independent nation and the protection of the Ukrainian people and the complete failure of this hideous invasion. How is that achieved? What is the end game for Biden, Zelensky, Schultz, for the West, for the civilized world?
Well, this is truly a test. Is a test of the order, European and world order, that has kept the maxi peace, the big peace, since 1945. There have been plenty of wars, but they've not been major European wars, certainly. They have not been nuclear wars. And Putin is essentially trying to dismantle all of it. So we'll see what happens. Now, Michael, one, as Yogi Berra said, the hardest thing to predict is the future. I'm always willing to go on the record when I think I know what will happen. But right now, we don't know how this will end. Putin's gone wild. I've always thought of him as just a brilliant strategist, but this time he's not. This time he's made a big mistake one way or the other, no matter what the immediate outcome or the short-term outcome may be. And I do agree with those who think he's, you know, there's a fine line between brilliance and madness. And I think he's crossed into madness. And, oh, by the way, this is something I think people are missing or should pay more attention to. This big, macho, tough guy Putin posing with his shirt off and riding horses, he's turned out to be a total coward, as bullies often are. Look at him. Well, he's afraid of COVID. He sits far away from everybody. I think he's afraid of his inner circle moving against him. He's got so many layers of security. Contrast President Zelensky staying in Kiev, fighting for his country, a president willing to die in the rubble to save his country, and he have Putin, who's hiding out in a bunker, essentially, in his dacha. Who's the admirable person there? So Putin, although he's had a great, an incredible run of luck against weak Western governments and weak U.S. presidents from both parties, right now I think Putin's luck has run out, no matter what the short-term outcome is in Ukraine.
Zelensky just issued a statement directed at Vladimir Putin, saying, "Good Lord, what do you want? Leave our land. If you don't want to leave now, sit down with me at the negotiating table, but not from 30 meters away, like with Macron and Scholz. Sit down with me and talk. What are you afraid of? We're no threat to anyone." Effective statement, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, Zelensky, his theatrical background is paying off because he knows how to work the system. He weighs his words and he chooses his words very well. I mean, here's a man who was written off as a mediocrity, almost a clown. And, you know, humans can transform themselves under difficult and challenging and threatening circumstances. And Zelensky has really turned into a genuine, an authentic hero. A hero in Russia, in Heroi Nashego Vremeni, a hero of our time. And my hat's off to that man. He's a brave man, and Vladimir Putin is a coward.
It makes me think of Churchill's quote, writing about the moment that he was designated as prime minister in 1939. And he said, "I felt as if my whole prior life had been but a preparation for this moment and for this trial." Speaking of this trial, what can the United States do most meaningfully to help right now? Do you favor, as most Republicans seem to in the Congress, a heavier sanctions against energy supplies from Russia?
The primary goal for us right now has to be keeping the alliance together. You saw that incredible vote in the UN, condemning Russia. You know, it's 136 votes against Russia. That doesn't happen in the UN. With NATO and the EU, Biden has been very good at letting them seem to lead. He's very much like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who knew he had to let the American people get out front and seem to lead him. And so, you know, whatever you think of Biden, whatever you think of his domestic policies, we're all Americans in this. The enemy is Russia, is Putin, not anybody else.
Amen to that. Ralph Peters, what a joy to have you on the show. Happier times, God willing, coming up. Also, some Twitter outrages. Get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States announced new sanctions against members of Russia's elite, including Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, and said they will block 19 oligarchs and 47 of their relatives and close associates from traveling to the U.S.
Today I'm announcing that we're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
The CDC is no longer recommending contact tracing to contain coronavirus. Instead, it's pushing health departments to focus on high-risk settings like long-term care facilities, jails, and shelters. This comes as new cases and hospitalizations continue to fall throughout the nation. More than 20 states still have contact tracing programs, but experts say it's no longer effective as more people test at home and don't report results. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, Republicans have every chance of winning a massive victory. I mean, tremendous victory coming up this fall in November. And my piece in Newsweek today that has provoked a lot of attention talks about the way that that was spelled out in a very short, a very effective, very smart address. The means for victory for Republicans is spelled out by Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, who gave that speech that didn't get enough attention, it seems to me, the speech responding to President Biden's State of the Union address. And the key words for Republicans ought to be common sense. Not the Civil War, not the end of the Republic, not stolen election, not anything grandiose or dubious, just the common sense that every American understands. For instance, there's a congressman from Missouri. She's a leading candidate for the U.S. Senate. She's running, by the way, against the disgraced and disgraceful former governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens. And I can't believe it. I mean, he was forced to resign from office. He was about to be impeached because of a involvement with lies and involving a woman that he was bringing to his home when he was governor. Again, it's a very complicated story, and it's honestly not worth telling, except that Vicky Hartzler is one of the, it seems to me, viable candidates for a crucial Missouri Senate seat, the Senate seat that's being left by Roy Blunt. So the congresswoman had an outrageous tweet. just so outrageous. You have to cover your ears. She first of all had a picture of William Thomas, who's a swimmer or was a swimmer for the University of Pennsylvania. And it says William Thomas ranked 462 men swimming. And then a picture of the same transitioned now Leah Thomas, women swimming. And instead of being ranked 462 in women's swimming, Leah Thomas, who was the former William Thomas, is now ranked number one. And here's what Congresswoman Hartzler dared to say. Now, be prepared to cover your ears, because this will get you booted off Twitter. She said, women's sports are for women, not men pretending to be women. I mean, really? The tweet was made following others that referenced transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, a biologically male athlete who formerly swam for the University of Pennsylvania men's team, but now competes on the women's team. And it's a joke, because men and women are not the same. Not in swimming, not in many, many ways. Here's what a Leah Thomas race sounds like. In the 500 freestyle, her time of 4:37 is a new pool record. Here's what that victory sounded like on radio. Listen.
Thomas heads in for the final turn. It's going to be a race for second place. It might be Penn going 1-2 with Baroker making the turn currently in second place. And over the last half of the pool, nobody will touch Leah Thomas, who will finish at 4:37.32. Leah Thomas, Ivy League champion in the 500 free, second place to Catherine Baroker.
Okay, is this a triumph to be setting all these records? In any event, Congresswoman Hartzler protested the suspension, calling it a shameful, utterly ridiculous, and horrible abuse of censorship by big tech giants to stifle free speech. She also wondered why she was censored and thrown off Twitter when Vladimir Putin still gets to have some ability to continue posting tweets. By the way, her account apparently has been restored. But it is ridiculous, and it's appalling. And speaking of ridiculous and appalling, there's this. One of the things that has happened in Ukraine is President Zelensky has authorized a policy whereby if people want weapons to any citizen who wants to use the weapons to protect the country against Russian invaders, they get weapons. And that did not make Ukraine happy. It made Ukraine happy and some of the people wanted to use the weapons for defending their country. But it didn't please the UN Russian ambassador, whose name is Vasily Nebenzia. And he complained at the UN about this initiative for Ukraine to provide an armed citizenry. Listen, clip 17.
The irresponsible and criminal distribution of weapons to anyone who wants one, including those who have been released from prison. This has already led to many cases of robbery, murder, and plundering. Colleagues, your refusal to support today's draft resolution as a vote for a peaceful Ukraine.
Okay, the more use of the weapons, according to all sources, not for robberies and murders, but for resistance to the Russian invader. And by the way, as a means of rehabilitating prisoners, to use them in the fight for national existence. Speaking of the fight for national existence, a big contribution of that from someone we've heard from before, just a couple of days ago, a U.S. House member, Victoria Spartz, who is a Republican from Indiana and a very conservative Republican. She was born in Ukraine, educated there, very well educated there, and came to the United States with her husband, who's American. And 2000, she became a U.S. citizen. In 2006, she is now in the Congress of the United States. And on the House floor, she said this about her homeland. Clip 4.
I am very proud to have a strong freedom-fighting Ukrainian heritage. I actually was born in the Soviet Union, which when Ukraine was under that evil country. And I'm so proud that strong, brave Ukrainians are willing to fight again and again to be free. It should inspire all of us. And their bravery and actions are unbelievable. It should teach us and maybe remind us what it means to be a free country and how hard it is to get your rights and freedoms back when you lose it. And we had so many people die for our freedoms. So let's value and cherish them.
Look, important speech on the House floor. There's less inspiring words from Vice President Harris. She was sent around to do a number of the morning news shows. And, don't have time for it right now, but we will get to it. Of Vice President Harris making everything clear regarding sanctioning Russian oil, which ought to be done. We are talking about what it is exactly the administration is doing to help people who are struggling, and more. Also, she's asked about the upcoming election in November. There's a happy topic for Democrats, not. We will be right back with the latest from Kamala Harris coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Historic times. You want a better perspective on the history of the world and some of the world's basically insoluble conflicts, it would seem, then you can benefit from a MedHead Plus membership. Why? Because you have access to more than 100 hours of, it's actually much more than 100, it's more than 200 hours of history programs from the Medved Show, including some of the origins of the Cold War, the Middle East conflict, World War II, and more. And that all for the cost of 22 cents a day. If you sign up as a Medhead Plus member, with the 22 cents a day, you get access to all of our history programs to download whenever you want. Go to michaelmedved.com or to medvedhistorystore.com. You can go through the whole Medved History Store and see what it is you'd be getting for your 22 cents a day. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for a Medhead Plus membership. There was Vice President Harris who, talking about history, I can't say for certain. I pray for the health of all the officers of our government, all the people who are trying to serve the people, even if I disagree with them a lot. So, no, I don't want anything to happen to President Biden, but I certainly don't want anything to happen to President Biden with this particular vice president, who, if President Biden survives his first term, there is no way that she will ever be elected president of the United States. Why not? Well, because she cannot answer a direct question in a coherent manner. This is the vice president of the United States on NBC with Savannah Guthrie giving her response to a question about sanctioning Russian oil. Clip 20.
Is that something that the administration would continue, or would consider in terms of further sanctions, cutting off the oil and gas part of the economy for Russia?
Well, as you know, that on this issue, for example, we applaud Germany in terms of what it has done as it relates to Nord Stream 2, as it relates to what we need to do domestically as well as what we need to do in terms of this issue generally. We have, as the President said, reevaluated what we're doing in terms of the strategic oil reserve here in the United States to make sure that it will not have an impact or we can mitigate the impact on the American consumer. But let's take this one step at a time, understanding that right now on the issue of energy, our allies have stood firm and unified in a way that many of the pundits didn't predict would happen to ensure that we are unified in our approach to this issue.
Okay, and the contrast, and Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, mentioned this. If you can remember back to the very beginning of this show when we were talking to Ted Cruz, you may disagree with everything Ted Cruz stands for. You may dislike him. But guess what? He can give a direct answer to questions. He does. Chris Christie does, too. You may dislike him. But the inability on something like this that the vice president has to be prepared for. By the way, it gets worse. This is on CBS. Vice President of the United States talking inflation and about all the administration's efforts to help cushion the blow from runaway inflation. This is clip 21.
When it comes to inflation, the new CBS poll found 70% of Americans disapprove of the administration's handling of inflation. What do you say to those people who say gas prices are just too high, I can't get peanut butter, everything costs more? What are you going to do?
Listen, people are struggling, especially working people, in terms of the price of gas and food, and the reasons include what we need to do to address what happened through the pandemic in terms of supply chain issues. Which was a reduction of the availability of goods, and so the prices went up. We also need to deal with one of the biggest issues, which is the cost of living. It's too expensive for working families.
Okay, again, these are a lot of words. They come out. Does it mean anything? Does it add up to anything coherent? And then there's this, Vice President Harris on the upcoming election in November. Here's what she has to look forward to. 22.
The president provide the kind of relief, the kind of that is necessary to prevent a Democratic rout in November?
Well, listen, the president made clear last night, part of what we as leaders in the United States, both in the Congress and in the executive branch, need to do is we need to pay attention to the needs of American families. And that is why we are saying, for example, on the issue of child care, working families shouldn't pay more than 7% of their income in child care. Families shouldn't have to go broke taking care of their children. Let's bring down the cost of prescription drugs. So many folks in our country, when we have relatives who have diabetes, insulin can cause people to literally make decisions about whether they buy food or have life-saving drugs. And so let's bring down the cost of working families and individuals don't pay more than $35 a month for insulin. These are the things that we are attempting to do. The president also, I thought, did a spectacular job of trying to appeal to American leaders, regardless of party affiliation, to come together in a unified way around these issues that impact people regardless of who they voted for in the last election.
That one a little bit more coherent. Speaking about coherent, Johnny Depp is somebody who isn't always coherent as a performer, as a commentator, as a private individual. But he gives, a justly acclaimed performance in a new movie about a historically important photographer who gets assigned to a key environmental mission exposing mercury poisoning in Japan. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Johnny Depp stars as famous stars.
photographer W. Eugene Smith, who in 1971 was dispatched by Life magazine to uncover the hideous impact of mercury poisoning to a fishing village in Japan. And that's the setup for the environmental melodrama Minamata, now in theaters and available to pre-order on Apple TV Plus.
I'm the greatest photographer that Life magazine has ever had.
Bring the story out.
The cover-up is going to be as much of the story itself.
Based on a memoir by the real-life Japanese wife of the main character, the film largely falls apart after its intriguing opening. Depp does a good job creating a character, but the big issues in his life are never resolved as the plot drags on to an obvious conclusion that you can see from the very beginning. Rated R for language and brief but intense violence and graphic depictions of the impact of mercury poisoning. 2.5 stars for the handsome and well-intentioned but clumsy Minamata. And it is a shame to see a movie just fall apart as this one does. And partially it does because what they're following here is a very simple melodrama, which is all good on one side and all bad and evil on the other side. And a tiresome and hectoring and tendentious film. 2.5 stars is generous in respect of Johnny Depp's actually convincing performance. Okay, coming up tomorrow, and speaking of movies, probably the biggest movie of the year, certainly one of the biggest movies of the year, The Batman. I've seen it. It's 3 hours long. It is epic. It is drawing extremely positive reviews, such positive reviews that they're charging more for tickets to this movie. In other words, if you normally go to a place and it charges $12 for tickets, for the seeing the Batman, it's going to be $14 or $13. In any event, is that worth it? We'll let you know. Full, frank, fearless review of the Batman. There's also another movie about Lucy and Ricky. It's in fact called Lucy and Desi, and it's produced by Amy Poehler and Ron Howard, Brian Grazer. It's a fascinating film. Is it worth the investment to see it? We'll review that one as well. And if regime change is not available, then the U.S. and Europe need to start talking about off-ramps to offer Vladimir Putin. What kind of off-ramps to get out of Ukraine? We'll talk about that and much more coming up Friday, tomorrow, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.